The Brian Golf Show.
Four!
Presented by Cobra Puma Golf.
That was an excellent shot.
Yeah, real good form.
The last Brian Golf Show of 2020. I'm just going to call it what it is. It's the last show of the year until a couple weeks. Not even a couple weeks, like a week and a half. All right, we're the week of Christmas. I am pumped. Whether you celebrate Hanukkah, Christmas, or you just don't celebrate anything and you're a little bit of a Grinch, I still love you, and I hope you have a very fantastic end to your 2020, which has been one of the shittiest years that anyone can recall. I'm sure, right? Like, nobody will look back at 2020 and was like, wow, this was an awesome year. But I will say this. For us, you know, we went through some hard times like a lot of people. Thankfully, we didn't, lose our health. We got COVID this year, and it was okay for us. My wife and I, Mel, were somewhat healthy human beings. Nonetheless, I know that COVID's been very serious this year. I'm not going to make light of it, but 2021, let's take the attitude that I normally take, which is one that it's only going to get better. Truly is. I've always had that attitude about everything. It can never get worse, right? I think the Bible tells you this, like, God's not going to put more on you than you can handle. So as long as you know that, and as long as you believe that, then you know whatever has happened to you, you can handle it, you're going to bounce back, and it's not going to be any worse than it is right now. Now, I mean, look, I lost my job in early 2020, only to thrive, open up our own store. This is a big thank you. Again, we've gone over the many thanks that we owe you all for the support, whether you've bought something or you've just kind of kept Brian Golf in the conversation. This is the little store that could, and it's doing very, very well. In fact, I'm supposed to be having weekly podcasts with Johnny Wonder. I would say, like, a true brother from another mother. We are perfectly different and perfectly the same at the same time. It's really unique. But I love getting on pods with Johnny. And we're supposed to pod like every week. I mean, when I come on the podcast and I say, hey, this is what we're going to do, normally that means we're going to do it. We're going to execute it. But I've been so busy at the store, which is fantastic, right? That I haven't even had time to be like, Johnny, let's connect for a podcast this Thursday. And let's record that. So all that being said, hopefully we can find a routine with Johnny and I to get more equipment-focused talk on this podcast. Now, moving forward, we've got very big news, and I'm very excited for these people, this crew of people, the boys, to be a part of this podcast. And it's not only that, it's just the guys over at Pinned Golf they've started a rangefinder company where they're not sitting there trying to find the most technologically advanced rangefinder with GPS and, you know, it's going to have your music stored in it and all of this all at the same time, and it's going to be boom, boom, boom. Maybe that's coming. But what I'm saying is they have sought out to give you a product in their rangefinders that is affordable first, and second, and maybe I got this backwards, second performs as good as the ones that cost two times as much. I will not say that anything performs better than anything else. We're sitting in the middle of a fairway. You've got a Bushnell and I've got a Pinned. If we get somewhat within a yard of the same number, I am going to draw that up to they perform as good as one another. Not one performs as good as the other. It's they perform the same. That's the same to me. I don't live in a world where it's got to be down to the decimal, even though Pinned is famous for the yardages are down to the decimal. You want 165.5 is your yardage? Well, hopefully your 8-iron goes 166 and your 7-iron, you've got a 167 club Did I say 165.5? Hopefully you got a 165 club and a 166 club. Otherwise, you're going to have to live with the fact that you're going to be a half yard off. But Pin does get you down to the half yard. So Pinned Golf will be taking over. And I went on a little rant there. I'm sorry. I'm by myself. I'm worn out. I'm hopped up on Diet Mountain Dew. I've been hitting golf balls for the last hour, grinding, because I got a couple tournaments coming up that I'm really pumped about. And you know we'll have podcasts about those. But Pinned Golf is coming on as the official sponsor of the Brian Golf Show for all of 2021. That means more content, more opportunities to save on your Pinned Golf rangefinders. No matter what rangefinder they drop, You know the Brian Golf code. That's Brian with a Y. Brian Golf, all one word, at pinnedgolf.com will save you the most money of any promo code in existence. And that's because I was there with these dudes on the ground floor. Not because I can see in the crystal ball and was like, hey, this is going to be good. Through our friend Anthony, we got connected, and next thing you know, I was on the ground floor of this, talking about this rangefinder. You know, they had a the Pearl. This is a rangefinder that basically like anybody could have got, right? Like other companies put their name on one just like it. What I like about Pinned is they've said, we're going to actually invest in our company. We're going to invest in marketing. They're on the Barstool, the Foreplay Pod. You know, like they just did a big drop with a lot of the crew from Digital Golf Collective and a lot of the influencers and ambassadors there. So, you know, they're getting their product out there. So for me, that just makes sense that they're a part of this show. One, because I've been there since the beginning. Again, thanks to just kind of good luck in a sense. We've always kind of been there for one another, but this gives me an opportunity to really be there for them. Okay. So every time you go buy a rangefinder from pinnedgolf.com and you enter Brian Golf promo code and you save, I think it's like $30 or $35 on a rangefinder plus free shipping, whatever it is. I don't get money off of that. Now, look, it's a sponsorship. Are they paying for this podcast? Hell yeah, this is a very valuable podcast. I don't know if you know that, but it's a very valuable podcast. But truly, what it is deep down, my deal with them is done. I just want to push and support this company and hope that you see it fit for your game and your style and your vibe to just go support Pinned Golf, because they're serious. The Pinned boys are there. And if I'm not mistaken, it's kind of like a no questions asked. If you get this thing and you're like, man, 30 days or whatever it may be, it doesn't work the way you want it to, you're like, all right, I'm going back to Bushnell. The full refund. If, 6 months down the road, stops working or something like that, you're like, man, it's kind of on the fritz, and just send you another one. All right, especially, I'm just saying this because you're listening to this podcast and I don't 100% know if this is fully out there. I'm pretty sure it is. And maybe I should have my I's dotted and my T's crossed before I drop this. But if you say like, hey, I got it from Brian, you know, listening to the Brian Golf show, or, you know, I heard about you from Brian Golf, it's definitely going to be no questions asked, because I'm going to hop in. And if I got to give you one from my shop, because we have a few in stock here, we always keep stock of the Blackjack or whatever the most current rangefinder is at our store. Like, I'm going to jump in and I'm going to give you the damn thing. I'm going to be like, here, take mine. Done. Simple as that. So I'm really pumped to have them a part of the show in 2021. We're going to actually arrange. I'm going to arrange. They don't know this. I'm going to arrange for them to be my first show of the new year. Then we got to get into equipment, because there is so much equipment talk. I mean, we are in a weird year this year, right? It's been a very weird year. Some equipment has been taking, you know, orders have been taking months to get. You know, these companies, they get it from China. So when you get these golf clubs from China, all of a sudden you've got it to where you've got, clubs taking way too long to get here because of COVID. Everybody's resources are tapped. Now, some companies I've got a component account with, and, you know, it's very easy because I build everything to spec. It's very easy for a company to just shell out some heads if they have them. I get my shafts from the shaft companies, shaft manufacturers. And they shell those out, and I get them, and I build them, and I'm like, you know, a little, like an elf in the back of the build shop, building up with golf clubs, custom golf clubs. But then you've got the companies that don't do that, and they don't have that many people building golf clubs. So it's a very, very weird year for that. Hopefully, with the fact that we know how to prepare a little bit more for this pandemic, did like quote fingers, if we, you know, are more prepared for the pandemic, then we know, hey, we need a lot of inventory. So let's just order a bunch of this shit so that way we don't run out. Hopefully that's what happens with these companies. And when the new stuff drops, can't talk about a lot of it. Luckily, we can talk about like Rad, because the Rad Speed just dropped and everybody's got the reviews. If you haven't seen my kind of first impressions over it, you definitely check it on YouTube, Brian Golf Show, or Brian Golf. You can search either one. They both come up. I'm sorry. And, give it a subscribe and go from there, because we'll be posting a lot. Because on the equipment front, we are doing a big deal. They're going to be a part of our events, like always. But Project X, True Temper, Acura, Aerotech, lots of content partnered up with them for 2021. So a lot of shaft, custom shaft giveaways that we're going to be doing. I know everyone wants giveaways, but a lot of education we're going to be doing, teaming up with them. And I will use this as an opportunity to say, that doesn't mean I'm going to ignore the other companies that exist on our wall, like Patterson and, you know, Mitsubishi, TPT. I'm looking at the wall. We've got LAGP. I mean, I got all these different companies, Fuji, but we're doing a content grab, a big content grab with the team at True Sport. So True Temper, Project X, Acura, Aerotech, all companies that we fit and build here at Brian Golf. So a lot of good stuff coming with that. I'm pumped for this year. For real, I'm, you know, think about it this way. Imagine going in your life with a place where you have all these ideas and you want to just go, but you can't go. Somebody's got like a, you know, when you go to the gym and you're doing a partner workout and they got the elastic band wrapped around you and you're supposed to just kind of run in place or you're supposed to slowly pull them, but they're supposed to resist. That's how I felt for a long time. But now that we've opened up our own shop, we have our own little mini fantasy factory here in the little store that could, we can talk putting. I'm big on sick putters right now, fitting sick putters and SICK, some sick looking Bednardis that we've got for sale. We're getting in on those two companies big time, but we still stock and sell and fit all other putter brands for the most part. I think we don't have Evenroll anymore. It just sat here. I need to get with Cody and the boys at Seymour, see about bringing them in. We got Lab still, you know, the directed force, we fit that. So, you know, a lot of this really cool content that's just sitting here that, you know, friends like Ian and Matt up at TXG, they are the ones. Okay. You know, you can talk about Rick Shields, you can talk about Mark Crossfield and Peter Finch, all those guys. They're all doing a great job. Alex Etches is absolutely my favorite, but that's because his sense of humor is so in line with what I find funny. The dude just, I mean, honestly, he takes himself serious, just serious enough, but truly, I don't know if he takes himself that serious. I love watching Alex Etches. He is the man. I can't wait to travel, get him back over here in the States because it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to go to Australia anytime soon because of the shop. But, you know, we've got all these guys, but TXG really are the leaders in this. And so for me, my balance, and I'll say this out loud, my balance or my task is how do I truly be honest to me, my style, my brand, without being a straight ripoff of them? And I'll never do that. They are so clinical in everything they do. It's so clinical. And I'll never be that. Like, that's just not me. That's not my style. In fact, we could all come up with the same answer, and I'm going to say it so differently because I'm just not that, I'm not that good at kind of describing it, if you will. That's why I do, you know, like the brutally honest answers to your stupid questions on Instagram here and there, because it gives me a chance to just seriously answer your questions, but have no regards to like how I say it. Like, it doesn't matter how I say it because it's me being me. So I got to figure out how we're doing that with our content, but we have the space, we have the resources, we're working on, I know this is petty, we're working on the decorations, you know, kind of the, you know, cause I you know, I did video nasty ass white walls, you know, we got to sex that up a little bit. We did put a flat screen on the wall, which is good. But, then I have my ring light broke. So, you know, that was truly more than anything when I'm filming videos, that was like my tripod. So I got to go do all that. We're about to invest in GoPros. I've lost two GoPros, okay? So Mel is like very hesitant to get us another one, but it was her idea and she said it just doesn't leave the store. And we need it even if it's for, you know, two cameras. So we're investing in content side of things. We're doing that. And we're going to have just a shitload of fun this year. That is what 2021 is going to be all about, especially on the heels of what this year was. Not a lot of people had fun. Hopefully 2021, we can have a little bit more of a good time and kind of go from there. So that's equipment. That's the podcast. That's YouTube talk, content talk. Let's talk events real quick. Battle at the Beach, a couple months away. Because of COVID and other cancellations, injury, one of our guys, injury, we need three teams for Battle at the Beach. We don't need three teams. We want three teams. If I get one team, we can get, we're fine. One more team would be nice. I don't, you know, again, we don't like make money necessarily off the amount of players. We make money off of sponsorship and other thing. And we're not really going hardcore in sponsors this year. We're kind of over, I guess, because of this past year with COVID, there's an expectation there that is very hard to meet when it is so unpredictable what the vibe is going to be like in an event because of the pandemic. So we're kind of continuing to host and do our thing. We're going to be at Forest Dunes. That maybe has one spot left. So two guys for Forest Dunes at what we're calling Battle at the Loop again. Probably be the last time we go to Forest Dunes, even though it's an amazing place. I just really don't want to go to Detroit. If I want to travel anywhere, I want to go to Indiana. I just want to spend all my time in Indiana. We've talked about doing the Dormy Club and all of that. Well, we just joined Tim Aquana, and that is the greatest thing ever. And so that doesn't have any kind of effect on events, but it does have an effect on my own personal golf and, you know, not traveling as much because I have such an amazing facility here to go play and practice at. That's already been amazing getting out there just for nine here and there already until, you know, maybe the weather's a little bit better and I can get out with the buddies and play 18 and get in some CN's game and all of that. I'm going to play more tournaments, you know, like FSGA events and things like that next year. So, you know, that's all kind of itself. So Dormy Network's probably out. You know, we still would like to do something at Dormy Club or Vic, but we have an idea for a tournament that we are currently executing on that I will touch up on real quick and just know that, and this can kind of bounce off of the pairing that was this weekend, Charlie Woods and Tiger Woods paired up with David Duval and his son at the PNC. David Duval and Tiger Woods playing together for like the first time in 20 years almost, or 15 years or something, I think Duval said, was the most remarkable thing and unbelievable thing I've ever seen. It just instantly took me back to my formative years of golf. So we're going 97 to 2001. So those are my years, okay? I was 12 in 97, picked up the game of golf, took it very seriously from the time I was 14 on. So we are going to host a retro golf club Steez and Tees event where your equipment must come from the years 97 to 2001. So that brings in the solid core golf ball. I think Pro V1 was 21. For those of you that don't want to do the 975Ds in the world of the world, you can do the 975J, I believe. That brings that up into the conversation. I'm not 100% sure on that, but we'll have to double check. I'm just saying, if you know, for me, I'm probably going to play the wound ball. I want to play a true wound ball. I've already picked up a 975D with a Pro 75. I got a Callaway Steelhead Plus. I just bought a Pure Spin 52-degree wedge. Hell yeah, John Houston. That old infomercial was amazing. And I am currently trying to figure out the rest of my bag. Got to try and get some beryllium copper wedges. I want the Cleveland 588s, though, in my 60. And maybe like an RTG 56. And the rest, maybe some DCI 962Bs or 962s. Or maybe 990s. I'm more into the 962Bs than I am the 990Bs, and I'm more into the 990s than I even am the 990Bs. So that's where I'm at on that. So that's looking like a tournament. Now, in a perfect world, and this wasn't my idea. This was a conversation that a friend brought up, and we're kind of refining it. I really wanted it just an average-ass golf course. And when I say an average-ass golf course, I mean, I want to do it at the course that I grew up playing. If we can make that happen, that would be amazing. And I think that golf course would welcome it. But my whole deal was we could put it anywhere and it would be successful. But if you go play Pinehurst, I'm just throwing Pinehurst out there. Wouldn't you probably want to play with your modern golf clubs? You go to Tobacco Road or Dormy Club. Wouldn't you want to play with your modern golf clubs? Probably. So I like to do it on a golf course that, shorter, never meant to be played at 7,200 yards whatsoever. I want to work on getting that secured. Maybe even doing it locally, Fleming Island Golf Club or something along those lines. I don't know. I want to see what we can do with it. But if you want to play in this, you're interested, go ahead and start messaging us so we can kind of compile the list because there is going to take some preparation. Everyone's going to have to go shopping for their golf clubs. We'll definitely be able to help you with that for sure. We've got resources where we can kind of hunt them down and We will buy them and flip them to you for no profit. You know, I'm not trying to make money off of that. But definitely want everybody to be prepared. That is coming in 2021 one way or another. So Players Cup, that one's pretty much sold out again. You know, like same guys are returning. I think we might have one dropout due to a lingering back issue. So we're trying to see what we do with our list, our waiting list, and kind of go from there on that. But we're kind of a ways away from Players Cup. But that's it. We might have a little pop-up Steve's meet here and there. But for the most part, it's all about the shop. It's all about Brian Golf here in Fleming Island, getting people custom fit, custom built golf clubs, getting them hooked up with the best set of golf clubs they've ever had in their entire life. And hopefully giving you an amazing experience if you plan to come here and get fit. We've already had plenty of guys and girls come from out of state to get fit from afar. We want to keep that going. Thanks to Canada not allowing people to come in, we've got a few people that are like, hey, can't go to TXG, so I'm just going to come to Brian Golf. They mentioned your name a couple times here and there. So Ian, Matt, checks in the mail. But I mean, I always joke around about that, but they're the best. They're the best. They've meant a lot to us, you know, getting our business going. They've had great things to say about us and therefore linked forever, because we'll always have great things to say about them. Of course, everybody already knows they're great, so I don't have to like share that in that sense. But yeah, so that's the goal. That's what we got going on here. I really, you know, I'm really, again, looking forward to 2021 with you. Looking forward to having Pinned Golf be a part of the Brian Golf Show moving forward as the title sponsor. You'll get, you know, the traditional ad at the start of every show. You know, I'll tease the show, what we're talking about, and then we'll go straight into, you know, a quick note from Pinned Golf on what they got going on. It won't be scripted. It won't be recorded. It'll be me talking about Pinned for a minute and go from there. And hopefully you guys give them a go. And, you know, as far as rangefinders go, because the blackjack's legit. It's absolutely legit. And I almost lost mine the other day. Like, rookie mistake. First round playing Tim Aquana, walked 9, left my rangefinder on number 6, and got to number 8 and realized, wow, I just played the last 2 holes without my rangefinder. Wonder why. That's because I left it all the way on number 6. So, rookie move. Went back there. I was just sitting in the back tee on number 6, and almost had to call them and beg for another one. So that's coming. I got to thank Cobra Puma for being sponsor of this thing for the first year and a half. You know, it took a mild break in between, but you know, our deal was that was just kind of grandfathered in with, you know, my ambassadorship with Cobra Puma Golf. We're still looking at how we're working together in 2021 on the golf club and the apparel side of things, what that looks like. But you'll know before anyone what we're doing and what my bag's going to look like in 2021. So a final thank you. Just as far as the podcast goes, we'll have those guys on plenty next year for sure, talking equipment. But as far as, you know, being the first to get in on sponsorship, thank you, Cobra Puma Golf, for your continued support and your past support of, I should say that the other way around properly, your past support of the Brian Golf Show and your continued support of the Brian Golf Show. So everyone, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Hope you have a great new year, and we will talk on the Brian Golf Show, soon to be presented by Pinned Golf, in just another week or two after the new year.